Hi, everyone. My name is Liam, and you are listening to Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is the show where each week we go through a different artist for a whole hour, talk about their influences, stylings, where they came from, and then later on, dive a little deeper and talk about a modern artist or new artist that was influenced by the week's band. This week, we're going to be talking about R.E.M. and the Smiths. These are two bands that I'm a pretty big fan of, and it was recently that I began to see their similarities in the way they sound, and, well, I wanted to talk about that more. So here we go. A little background about R.E.M. They're an alternative rock band from Athens, Georgia, and they were formed in 1980 during Peter Buck, Mike Mills, Bill Berry, and Michael Stipe's time at the University of Georgia. Band specifically started when Stipe was walking around Wux Tree Records, the store where Peter Buck worked, and picked up a Velvet Underground album, which struck up a conversation between the two, and, well, the rest was history. In fact, the Velvet Underground were a big part of early R.E.M. live shows, and they covered their songs a lot. One song they covered that would eventually be released on a rarities album was There She Goes Again. And here it is. Now, R.E.M.'s first single was Radio Free Europe in 1981. Pay attention to the jangly guitar and the counter bass part and how those two things complement each other, as well as the overall garage rocky sound that was, well, influenced by the Velvet Underground. Again, here's Radio Free Europe by R.E.M. We'll be right back. Another big influence on REM's sound were the band The Byrds. Peter Buck, REM's guitarist, took a liking to the jangly, picky sound of The Byrds guitarist Peter McGinn. Listen very carefully to the guitar riffs and the sounds of the guitars on these next two tracks.
Light it, light it. love. Lock the doors, silence the room.
That last track was one of my favorite REM songs. It's called Laughing. It's off their first album, Murmur. Now, what's interesting about that song is that every time I hear it, I immediately think of the Smiths. And the Smiths, for those of you who don't know, are a band from Manchester in the UK. They were formed around the same time in 1982 and formed on similar ideals to REM. The Smiths wanted to be a guitar, bass, and drum forward band. Big reason for their influence and success at the time they came out was how they differed from the popular synth pop acts at the time. A big song of theirs that is a song that I think of when I hear Laughing by REM is This Charming Man, coming right up. A big part of that last song and a big part of the Smith sound overall is not just the really poppy sort of counter bass parts, but Johnny Marr's jangly guitar. It's sort of a staple of who the Smiths were, and Johnny Marr was a big part of who they were, not just from the songwriting standpoint, but sonically who they were. And I think it's really interesting and clear to see that the influences on REM's music are just as much present in the music of the Smiths.
Mr. Shankly, this position I've held, it pays my way and it corrodes my soul. I want to leave, you will not miss me. I want to go down in musical history. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, I'm a sickening wreck. I've got the 21st century breathing down my neck. I must move fast, you understand me. I want to go down in celluloid history, Mr. Shankly. It can play hideous tricks on the brain, but still I'd rather be famous than righteous or holy, any day, any day, any day. But sometimes I feel more fulfilled making Christmas cards with a mentally ill. I want to live and I want to love. Something that I might be ashamed of. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, this position I've held, it pays my way and corrodes my soul. Oh, I didn't realize that you wrote poetry. I didn't realize you wrote such bloody awful poetry, Mr. Shankly. Frankly, Mr. Shankly, since you ask, you are a and pain in the ass. I do not mean to be so rude. Still, I must speak frankly, Mr. Shankly. I'll give us money.
Inside the moon.
It really is quite amazing how two bands from completely different parts of the world who had completely different upbringings can end up in a shared space like this. And it's even more amazing that music brought them to that shared space. Both of these bands are amazing in their own right, but their musical influences are the same. I love that about music and how music can live on forever through its past lives, present lives, and even its future lives. And speaking of future lives, an artist that I was so fortunate to have found while writing for this show is named Tui Manicouth. Tui is a Canadian artist based in Hamilton, Ontario, so not too far from here. And he has some pretty beautiful acoustic tracks that just float into your ears through your headphones. And it's not hard to see the influence there, and it's even cooler when you find out this is Tui's side project from a Hamilton-based metal band called Hey Clown. So coming up next is the song Open Season by Tui Manicouth. I really hope you enjoy. Well, that has been our show. I hope you enjoyed and I hope you learned something. And I really hope you come back next week for our next artist. To play us off, this is Red Flowers by Meteor Heist.
vision like an insect to the flame.
thread I tied you to.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day Special, the Homegrown Live Preview Show, and the Spring Reverb Extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a selection from Cassador 2, the latest EP from Kingston rockers Cassador. The new EP takes an introspective look into feeling human in the modern day and age, set to an authentic presentation of live performed rock music. The EP, preceding a new album dropping this winter, is a truly local package of talent, featuring writing and performances by Julia Finnegan, Brett Emmons, Namby, and Justin Rutledge. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Cassador 2 by Cassador on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Trouble, right here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Trouble. Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Have you ever been to Extended Family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging with friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love Extended Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to Extended Family. Come and have some fun.
Mondays can be a tough day. But would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
Oh, hey, Boomer, radio guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa. Okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon. CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio.